We're in Provincetown, Massachusetts with Bob Sanborn, who's the interim executive director of the Provincetown Business Guild. And he's here to talk about what's happening in Provincetown this summer and give us his spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Bob.
Hi, welcome to Provincetown. Thank you for coming.
Tell us about the Provincetown Business Guild.
So the Provincetown Business Guild was established 41 years ago by a group of local business owners to promote Provincetown as an LGBTQ destination. It was a much different world back in 1978, and one of the greatest success stories ever told, because this small group of seven or eight business owners who pulled resources to take an ad out in After Dark magazine and the like back then, started bringing LGBTQ people to Provincetown. And now Provincetown, we like to say, is the number one gay destination in the world. According to U.S. Census data, there's more LGBTQ people per capita, per zip code in Provincetown than anywhere else in the U.S.
What special events do you have planned for the summer?
Well, we have a number of things planned. Coming up in mid-August is our annual carnival. This is going to be our 41st annual carnival celebration, which is a week-long celebration in Provincetown, a summer celebration, lots of parties every day, and of course it culminates in the annual carnival parade on August 22nd. We just finished celebrating in June our annual pride. In the winter, we have Holly Folly, which is a holiday celebration. So we have events planned throughout the year.
What do you have planned for carnival this year?
So first, let me say that the theme this year is Enchanted Forest. So you'll see lots of gnomes running around and Tinkerbells and satyrs and enchanted trees and that sort of thing. Our grand marshals this year for the parade are Leah Delaria and Trixie Mattel. And we also this year are having an honorary grand marshal, David Bermudez, who is one of the Stonewall Riots survivors, because this is the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. We also, to commemorate Stonewall, are bringing in the Key West Gilbert Baker rainbow flag. The original rainbow flag was over a mile long and in the 70s, and then it was cut up into big fragments, which are all over the world. The Key West portion is now 100 feet long and probably the most significant portion to the LGBTQ community. And we're bringing that up. That's going to be in our parade. It's going to be in our opening flag raising ceremony. And we're going to use it on the beach when the Vakaya cruise ship comes in to kick off Carnival on Thursday, August 15th.
What would you like to accomplish with the Provincetown Business Guild this year?
Well, as you said earlier, I was brought in the interim, and the Provincetown Business Guild's mission is still vital in my view, which is to drive LGBTQ tourism by marketing and promoting Provincetown as an LGBTQ destination. And we also produce events like Carnival, all of which drives tourism. There is still a need to do that. We've seen other former LGBTQ destinations sort of liquidate or, you know, become less so, for example, Laguna Beach, or even Key West, for that matter. We don't want that to happen to Provincetown. The LGBT community is a very important market segment, and thankfully, they have embraced Provincetown as their own, and we want them to continue to do so. So the Guild's mission is to nurture and cultivate that market, as well as produce the events that I mentioned.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I have tourism marketing background. I'm the former tourism director for the town of Provincetown. I've previously owned a couple guest houses in Provincetown, so very familiar with the hospitality industry and well suited to take on the mission of the Provincetown Business Guild. So I'm all about tourism, and specifically LGBTQ tourism, and helping drive that to benefit the local economy.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration, especially with the 2020 election coming up?
That's a big question. It's so important. you know, to some extent, the Trump administration has galvanized the community. I'm seeing more activism come back for people fighting for what they believe in, which I think is so incredibly important. We've accomplished a lot in the 50 years since Stonewall as a community, but there's so much more to go just in terms of basic rights and freedoms. And I certainly don't want to see us go backward, which I think is happening and could even get worse under the Trump administration.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
My advice is to reach out. There's resources and support everywhere. The Provincetown Business Guild also recently opened the Provincetown LGBTQ Welcome Center, which basically is a resource center and a place to go, a safe place. And Provincetown, in general, is a very safe place. So there's people and resources available if you're feeling alone or if you need help. I would encourage people to reach out.
How can people get information about the Provincetown Business Guild?
Our website is ptown.org, and there's lots of information there. So I would encourage everyone to go directly to our website. All our events are on there and a bunch of other information.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, I've been in this role for 6 months, and right now my sole focus is Carnival, which is a 20-event, 10-day production. Beyond that, I'm an organizer, so I believe we should be planning next year's Carnival now. I'd like to plan everything a year in advance. So I'm basically planning Carnival right now and then thinking ahead to next year. We're talking about future themes, and any suggestions are welcome.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes. At the moment, how can I get involved? How can I become a member? Again, our mission is still vital in my view. And I frequently say it takes a village. And what that means is we need volunteers, we need help, we need members in order to continue to promote Provincetown as an LGBTQ destination. So I'd love to hear from folks, how can I get involved?
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
As a gay man, I'm going to default to an old Broadway tune. I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses. It's important to understand Provincetown is a safe place, and we're all individuals, and we all are who we are. So as simple as that. And I would like to encourage everyone to come to Provincetown. Provincetown has so much to offer. Again, it's a safe place, but it has wonderful natural resources, the beaches, the bike trails. It's got nightlife, restaurants, great guest houses, and it's the type of place that people keep coming back to. But if you've never been, it's definitely something you have to experience.